Boeing's best-selling jet was grounded globally in March, days after the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines flight that followed a similar Lion Air disaster in Indonesia in October. A total of 346 people died in the two crashes. New FAA Administrator Steve Dixon downplayed the chances of a consensus breakthrough, telling the Reuters news agency that the meeting was more to provide regulators with the latest information. Boeing's been working to update critical flight control software at the centre of both crashes in hopes of winning FAA approval for the planes to fly again in the United States. Kate Fisher, Washington.